Attendance at the Minnesota State Fair has already been record-setting, and Northwest Minnesota will be represented this week as Pioneer 90.1 broadcast live from the Amper's booth at the Education Building. We'll be there on Thursday. Thief River's own Woodpicks will be playing the Shells stage at the Schilling Amphitheater today. They have three performances at 3, 4, and 5. And also today at 2 o'clock, the State Fair Marching Band competition will wind through the streets of the fairgrounds with five high school bands, including the Crookston High School Pirate Band. And on the phone with me this morning is band director Matt Torgerson. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Well, the parade takes place every day of the fair, but as I look through the complete list of the bands this year, it looks like Crookston is the only high school band participating from our neck of the woods. Is that because of the distance to St. Paul, or is it because there just aren't any other schools with bands that compete?
Well, it's a little bit of both. First of all, we're lucky enough here in Crookston that the community and the school lets us go down and funds us to go down there and actually compete. And another thing up in Northwest Minnesota is that there aren't a lot of marching bands that do as much as we do. Not that we are doing as much as some of these big schools down towards the cities, but we do. We have a few parades a year. We do our homecoming show, halftime show, and everything like that. And so I think it's a little bit of both, that just that distance. And the Crookston community really takes pride in their marching band, and I've heard so many stories that decades and decades ago of how great it was, and we still try to keep that quality going.
Marching band programs like what you have in Crookston are run more along the lines of an athletic team, right?
Yeah, we get our special treatment just like the sports do here. We got a great staff here and athletic director, activities director, because he does so much more than just the athletics, and he gets us where we need to go. He gets the buses for us, and the community, again, just really supports it. And they want to see the band out there in other places, and so they're willing to fund us to do these kinds of things.
Do you go to the state fair with the marching band every year?
Just the last few years. Now, this is only my second year in Crookston. The previous director started it, and we just kept it going. The students love it, and it's kind of a great way to congratulate them on their hard work, because it's not during the school year like so many sports are. And yes, fall sports start a couple weeks before the school year starts, but we started with the ninth graders back in June so they could learn how to march, because they've never marched before. And so we've had summer rehearsals, and we've been working all of August, and we have band camp week, which they put in at least 20 hours that week of just marching and playing and everything like that. So they're really dedicated. It's great.
Most everybody has seen and enjoyed high school marching bands in local parades, but they might not be aware of the competition element. How are bands judged?
Well, the big two categories that are judged are basically our appearance and our sound. How do we look? Are we in step? How are our turns? Things like that. And do we look unified? Like, we are a team, because we are a sports team. We're very like similar to that, where are we matching? Because it's just like in any sport, you can't have someone wearing a different jersey than their teammate. We strive to look our best. And then the second part, of course, it's music, it's band, it's sound. How do we sound? How are we matching? How are we set? Do we have too many of one instrument and not enough of another? And it's really an all-encompassing thing. And all the music's memorized for us. All the students, they memorize their multiple pieces. And while they're marching, they also have to think about playing. And then, of course, a turn comes up, and so which is a little bit more difficult, too, than marching straight down the street. And so it's kind of impressive what these students can do when it's, like I said, it's that whole brain process of the playing, the marching in step and keeping that beat, and then all of a sudden they throw in a turn on you.
And just like, you know, an umpire in sports, they'll have an independent group of judges, and they'll walk along with what used to be cassette recorders when I was in school, but they'll walk along and they'll make comments on the music and on is everyone in step and in formation and things like that.
We get back like two recordings, like voice recordings from the judges, and one of them is judging more on our music and one is judging and giving comments back on the appearance. And so it's nice too, because then it always gives us something else to work on when we get, it's not all about the competition, it's about improving ourselves.
And you get together in the band room and listen back to that, just like what the sports teams will review tape.
It's great for the students to hear some of that stuff, because, you know, a lot of times it's things I've already told them, and if it comes from someone else, then it clicks for them.
Right. Over the course of the Minnesota State Fair, about 50 bands from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and South Dakota will compete, about five for each day of the fair. Do the bands get judged just against the four others that will play that day, or is there an overall award that goes to the top of all of the 50?
There are multiple categories of kind of how you get put in, just like you'd have single A, double A in your athletics, based on the size of the school. And so what we actually are considered is a category three, I believe, just because of our small school size. And so we get judged against all of the bands in our category. Plus, there's like a grand champion overall of like all 50 bands too, just to give that best band, you know, the recognition they deserve.
And the competition is sponsored by McDonald's. Is there a prize on the line for the top bands in each of those divisions?
There is a little bit of a prize, but you know what? The best thing that McDonald's does is they actually give some money towards us for our travel expenses. They give us some what we call like fare bucks, or I don't know exactly what they're called, but it's some money for some of the students to spend at the fair at some of the booths or some of the food trucks, things like that. And then they also give like a coupon for like McDonald's cheeseburgers, something like that, for the students to use later. So, I mean, yes, there's the prizes and things like that, but where we're sitting here in Crookston is that we go to support our community, to show off what we're doing up here in Northwest Minnesota, and then just to get better, to make ourselves better. And so I don't know if we can compete with some of the larger schools necessarily, who spend a lot more time and effort and a lot more time and money than what we do, but we still, McDonald's is great that they give us those extra bonuses.
The Crookston High School Pirate Marching Band is one of 50 bands participating in the Minnesota State Fair's annual marching band competition. They're marching and playing today at 2:00, and joining us is band director Matt Torgerson. Matt, how many students are involved in marching band there in Crookston?
We have about 70 players, or just shy of 70 students playing in the band, but then we also have our treasurettes, which are our dance team that dances in front, choreographed to the music that we play, and we have our shields. So overall, we've got close to 85 students who are involved in this. It's 9th through 12th graders.
So about what percentage of the students that come out for band are in marching band?
Everybody. It's kind of one of our things, because if we don't have a requirement for everyone to do it, we lose programs. And the marching band is one thing that this community will not tolerate losing. Mm-hmm. And so every student kind of knows when they sign up for band in fifth grade that they will be a part of the marching band, and a lot of them look forward to it.
Sure. And a trip to St. Paul and the State Fair must be a pretty big deal to a lot of those students.
Oh, yeah. It really helps as like a little reward, an incentive to kind of get those students who have worked so hard as something to look forward to.
Do you have a cheering section of parents and grandparents traveling with you to St. Paul?
We usually have people kind of everywhere we go, whether they're actually from Crookston or not, or grew up in Crookston and have moved away and been gone for a couple decades. It's crazy the amount of people that you run into who have a story about the Crookston Marching Band.
The marching band has had other big trips recently, including to Disney World in Florida. Was that last year?
That was 2 years ago. That would have been the spring of 17, and we have already started preparing for the spring of 2021 to go to Disney again. Put in a lot of work and a lot of hours getting ready for it so that we can be our best. And at that point, going down to Florida, not just representing Crookston or Northwest Minnesota, but representing Minnesota as a whole.
Sure. It's a big job for the students to memorize their music and to march in step, and it's a job for you to lead them all. But it's also got to be a big job to organize a bus trip and keep everybody on an itinerary. Who helps you out with that?
It takes the whole village. I'm always sending emails back and forth and making phone calls with Greg Garman, our activities director, Rick Niemela, who is in charge of all of our busing and things like that. Plus, I'm lucky enough to have my coworker, actually the orchestra director, Haley Ellis, as my assistant director for marching band. And then Adrian Winger is in charge of our treasurettes and shields. And so there's a lot of coaches or adults that are involved in this process. But, I mean, we've got a lot of students.
You mentioned that you're new to the Crookston schools. Where are you from and where have you previously taught?
Originally, I'm from Clinton, Minnesota, a Clinton Graceville Beardsley graduate. And then my first teaching job was at Clearbrook Gonvick, which was a great school as well. I just left to pursue a graduate degree. And when all was kind of said and done, Crookston, where my wife and I were living, happened to have a band opening. And so it kind of, everything just kind of fell in place. And it was meant to be that I would be here in Crookston.
It all clicked.
It did.
Along with the marching band, you also direct the younger players in fifth grade. I'm just wondering, what instrument gets the most attention and which one takes a little bit of arm twisting to find players for every year?
You know, it really depends on the year. There are some classes everyone wants to play saxophone, and then you've got the next year where only one or two want to play saxophone and everyone wants to play clarinet. And I mean, the goal is to try to get a balanced band as much as you can, but at the same time, those students want to have, like, you want to have them have some voice in it too. But really, saxophone and percussion. Everyone likes to bang on the drums.
What about that trumpet? I was a trumpet player.
Especially for marching band, you can almost not have too many trumpets. And so that is one that I push for, especially knowing with our marching band schedule and our pep band schedule how much we need our trumpets.
Yeah. And you'll be ready because those budding instrumentalists will be starting school with their shiny new instruments next week, right?
Yep, our classes start next week, and actually with my high schoolers have been doing marching band throughout August, and my 5th through 8th graders have already been doing summer lessons. And so, like I said, band is important to this community, and so we go all out.
Well, the Crookston High School Pirate Marching Band will have one more summer performance. That's today at 2 o'clock at the Minnesota State Fair. We've been talking with Matt Torgerson, the director of bands there at Crookston. Good luck in the competition today, Matt.
Thank you very much.